It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We have Steve DiRienzo here, but I call him Steve. Mr. Steve, that's what his students call
that's
him.
My students call me.
Steve is the vice president of Valley Arts Council. And Steve, I'm so glad you came back on the diner tour. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. It's so good to see you again.
Are you kidding? Absolutely. I'm so happy to talk about anything arts.
That, same here.
You
this
know
is
me.
Great. You
I'm more of a creative brain anyway.
You know, you can't shut me up once I get started.
Perfect. You're in good company, Steve. Don't you worry.
Thank you.
What is the Valley Arts Council if people are not familiar?
So the Valley Arts Council is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have been in existence for many, many years. I know we talked a little about the history the last time we spoke, but it does go back several decades. My involvement has only been in the past about 20 years.
It's nothing to scoff at.
Nothing at all.
Yeah,
nothing at all.
That's amazing.
It goes by so fast you don't realize it.
Right.
But what we do is our main goal is to just bring the arts to the community. So it's all about community. It's about getting involved. It's about being present. We sort of took the organization public, so to speak, at that point back in 2008.
Wow.
The last time we spoke, I think we were about 2 months out from having had to close our Main Street Gallery.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
So the past year, about a year and a half, has been really about rebuilding and figuring out how do you maintain interest when you don't have that, you know, that space.
Yeah.
And that was the challenge. So we've been a little quiet, but we have a lot of neat stuff on the horizon coming
What's
out
going
in the
on?
Spring.
I want to know.
I have a list for you.
I love it.
First of all, we're going to bring back we are based in Sony Armory. I think I mentioned that last time as well.
Okay.
Our main base is there. So the city of Ansonia, current administration and past administration have been wonderful to us in allotting us that space. So what I'm doing is reinstituting what I call an artist roundtable.
Oh,
and it's just
going
to be a monthly social gathering of our members just to get in the same room and talk shop and just, you know, be in the same room. So that's something that we first and foremost want to bring back just to get everybody's presence there. One of the second things that we're looking at are partnerships with local businesses. We're currently partnered with this funky little coffee shop in downtown Ansonia called Safari Cafe. And the owners are wonderful, and they granted us wall space to display.
Huge.
And
that's becoming a big thing.
Yes.
I love that. There's such a synergy there.
And the nice thing is they gave us such a nice chunk of space that if you're familiar with the term salon-style display, it's where things are just jumbled together on the wall.
I love that.
You don't have that distance between pieces. So we have this wonderful space there, and it's a different set of eyes. It's a different clientele.
Yeah.
And I myself have sold quite a few pieces out of there.
Really?
In the past few years.
That's amazing.
So it's been quite good, and they've been wonderful to us as well. Again, the community thing. The biggest thing to share is that we're in the process of creating a partnership with Red Clover Farms in Seymour.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is going to allot us, if it goes through, it's going to allot us display space, selling space, teaching space for our teaching artists.
Wow.
And just a general, you know, atmosphere of creativity and arts. And they have little events with artisans selling and stuff like that. Now, they're going through some zoning issues at the moment. I don't know, you may have heard through the media. So it's still kind of in flux, but we're pretty confident that everything's going to settle and go through and we're going to be good. So that's the biggest chunk of exciting news.
So keep me in the loop about
it. I definitely will.
I have seen that in the news.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to wait till I talk to you about it to see where we were at.
Right.
So yeah, so keep me in the loop about it because I have seen that.
Right.
And I'm tracking that.
Yes. And I wanted to just kind of throw it out there because it is something that we're working very hard to make happen, but it's all going to be contingent on the outcome of the zoning
Interesting.
Issues. But the way things are trending, I think it's going to be good.
Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, for sure.
I want to also just touch on, Steve, and I know you did this the last time, but, you know, it's been a couple of years.
Right.
I think it's important to also talk about where the Valley Arts Council has such a place in today's society, especially when you look at You know, look, a lot of people are going through budget cuts at the educational level, and I think we just, as a society in general, not here in Derby specifically or the Valley, but in general, our society is so focused on sports a lot of the time and yes. not so much on the arts. One of the first things that gets cut in an education budget is going to be the arts programs and things like that. So to have your outlet is such a big deal.
Oh, it's huge. And you know, people don't always understand the importance of it. But,
right.
And I'm double-edged because, you know, with the Arts Council, we're community-based, we're community-driven, and we're really trying to get people aware of it. But then, you know, my school, St. Mary St. Michael School, is also a nonprofit. We're a private entity. And we, you know, my administration is wonderful. They're very supportive of the arts. So we're able to bring that component to the what I call the next generation of creatives. And it's through everything. And we have a wonderful music program. We just wrapped up our bringing back our drama club,
wow.
which I headed up, and I have no
of
drama experience, but it worked out. And so it's getting those facets, you know, in the kids' hands, so to speak,
yeah.
and letting them kind of just run with it.
And to be fair, I'm a huge sports girl. People know.
No, see, like,
I love me my sports, you know? I love it.
And I totally agree.
I think there are skills, though, in art just in general, whether it is drama or music or, you know, painting, what have you, that is so key to human growth. And I think that is a place in curriculum that just should be valued.
No, totally. And I never would discount the sports.
Love me a good sports game. You
the sports
me?
Magnitude in
absolutely.
This area.
Yeah.
It's huge. And
learning
I'm
how to lose,
right.
discipline, all absolutely.
And sporting is, there's an art to it. There, mm-hmm. It is an art.
Yeah.
So if you have those skills, you're an artist in a sense.
I love
you know?
That.
So, you know, there's a physical artistry to it. Like
Steve,
dance.
You're such a poet.
It's
look
not
at
much
you.
A, I try.
You know, you're like, listen, I know what I'm good
I'm a
at.
Poet and nobody knows it.
Oh, well, I just found out right here yeah. live on the air. That's
there
what happened.
Go. That's
I
all that matters.
Right?
You picked up on it. That's all good.
Oh, I'll always pick up on it. I knew the first time I met you, Steve, that you were somebody special. And so is the...
I appreciate it.
It's true. And so is the Valley Arts Council. If people want to get connected, learn more, see what's also happening on the horizon, what's the best way to find that out?
You can find us online at... it's just valleyartscouncil.net. And any questions or inquiries, you can always text at 203-305-4977.
And I always mess up the .nets.org.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
why I wrote it down to make sure.
I'm not a fan of the .net, but we yeah.
It makes you stand out. What are you talking about? It's great.
Yeah, true.
And it's like the fishing net of all arts
net,
is what you covered.
Net, see?
Net,
see? You see what you did there?
I got you. Listen, we're both creatives, like
that's
I said.
Right. That's
we're,
right.
We're in good company, my guy. I love it. So
valleyartscouncil.net. And
I love
we're
it.
Always welcome to answer questions and anybody that's interested. And we are, like I said, we've been a little quiet, but we are here and we are working on, you know, many, many things to get, you know, elevate our presence again.
I love it. Well, you keep me in the loop,
Steve. I certainly will.
Fantastic.
And again, anytime you guys are in the area, come and see us.
Great. I would love that. Steve, thank you so much for what you do and for
my
being
pleasure,
part of the
Melissa,
diner
thank
tour.
You so much for having me on.
Love chatting with you.
Same here.
Keep me posted.
I will.
Okay, good. I'm going to hold you to it. We're going to be right back. You are listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number 4 here in Derby at the Valley Diner. We'll be right back.